Tom Terreira podcast 194. You can download it for free on iTunes. You can listen along every week on YouTube. Hello, and today's episode is about, can you guess, based on that epic theme music by John Williams, or rather a reimagining of the music from the movie Indiana Jones, or as we like to say, Indiana Bones and the Temple of Poon, or you could say Raiders of the Lost Ass. Add in your own porn puns. But today's topic is flag hunting. It's just a bit of fun. So before the squares and the killjoys pick up the phone and call the fun police, it's just a bit of fun. Last week's podcast was all serious and it was all psychological. It was about inner game. But today I thought, nah, I've been writing these city guides to day game on my blog, tomterreira.com. I've done a day game guide for New York City, London, Moscow, or as Americans like to say, Moscow. Everyone else says Moscow, or Russians say Moskva. For Sydney, for Tokyo, for Los Angeles, I've done maps and lists and date venues and accommodation and all that shit. That's all free on my blog. And I thought, what can I talk about today? Well, I was standing on Paddington train station, very nice in the UK, waiting for my train to Cardiff, where I was for a few days before going to Helsinki and then here back to Russia. And anyway, on the platform, a very nice gentleman, very well-meaning, came up to me, and it was the typical interview questions. Ah, Tom Terreira, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? When are you going to settle down? What about marriage? What about kids? I don't think he's listened to most of these podcasts. But anyway, it got me talking about notches and how notches are infinite. You know, you could get to 500, then 1,000. But flags, as in flag collecting, which is what we will talk about today, it's finite. And men, we love a system, an order, a game with rules, something we can collect. You know, I'm sure on the train station platform there was a guy collecting photos of trains, and you get guys collecting Star Trek figures and baseball cards, and the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, older dudes collecting luxury cars and watches and big game hunting and all this stuff. Nobody makes fun of them, but when you say you want to collect flags, that's what I said to the guy. I said, I'm on 60 flags, I want to get to 100 by the time I'm 50. He looked quite shocked. But on the train home to Cardiff, I started writing down my version of the rules, because flag collecting is as old as time. When I worked in a hostel, this was pre-game, I worked in a hostel in Chester between North Wales and England, near Liverpool, and the naturals, the cocky guys in that hostel, they had a literal flag under the reception desk and they would put pins in it based on the girls they banged. Anyway, every guy has his different versions. Night gamers have their own version. Even pay-for-play guys, I can't believe this is a game, but they go around the world banging hookers and collecting the flags. Okay, that's not what we're talking about today, which I will explain in the rules. And there you go. There's a deep, very deep, meaningful humanitarian thing I will be doing, I said to the guy, for 10 years, bringing nations together, where nations come together. That's going to be my tagline. That's what I'm going to be doing until I'm 50. And before you go waggling your finger, this is so shallow, this is so misogynistic, well, if you Google, and I'm looking at it now, if you Google around the world in 80 lays, not only will an article by Tom Terreira come up, but I think the top hit is a book on Amazon called Around the World in 80 Lays by, shock horror, Melanie Curtin. A girl. She went around the world. The tagline is like Sex in the City meets Eat, Pray, Love. Jesus. And yes, I get the joke. For a girl to bang 80 guys is like a guy, I say, getting friend-zoned 80 times. It's very easy. But there you go. Girls do it. Girls collect notches. Girls have little contests when they go to Ayanapa, Ibiza, Cancun. Girls collect flags, guys collect flags. It's all consensual. It's all a bit of fun and games. Also on Google, this is how much research I do for the podcast. Research, quote unquote. 5 minutes of Googling. I came across a book in German, and I got hold of the PDF and translated a few chapters using Google Translate by Michael Burnt. And the book is called 100 Countries, 100 Women, 100 Noises, My Crazy Journey Around the World. And this is a loud kind of extrovert boozer, backpacker. He went around the world, living in hostels, working in kitchens, smashing girls. And I thought, this is interesting. He's not involved in pickup or game. So I started reading the book, hopeful that this guy had banged one woman in each country, even in a hostel. But sadly, early on in the book, he explains how he often pays. And there's very little detail in that book about the specific notches and the quality of the girls and how he met them and all this stuff. So it just sounds like he had a good time around the world. Fair play to him. And this book is a good example, by the way, if you say, I can't play this game. I can't travel because I have no money. You know, I'm not a high value man. I don't have a nice car, a bling watch and an apartment in Manhattan. Well, this guy started off, I think he's German anyway, flew to Australia with about $700 in his pocket and really sleeping on benches, working on fishing boats, working on plantations, hitching. I believe this guy's a backpacker, quite clearly, a boozer, a stoner. I'm sure it'd be fun to go out with him. And that kind of guy, is he going to get laid a lot in hostels? Yes. Did he get one in each of the 100 countries he went to without paying? That's to be said. But anyway, let's begin our flag discussion, because lots of guys have different definitions. The first myth we need to dispel is that, no, you don't need to travel to collect flags. So if you're stuck in America or you're stuck in the UK or you're stuck in Australia, you can stay there. Right? I've got a very high notch count, but a relatively low flag count. Right? My notches are in the hundreds, but my flag count is 60. Whereas a guy who perhaps has got 80 notches, he might have 80 flags if he's been very disciplined. And each of those girls is from a different country. So, best city in the world for collecting flags is London. London's got this huge pool of girls from different places. God bless all these girls coming in from Africa, from Asia, from South America, working as nannies, tourists, English courses, the waifs and strays, as I've said before. I got so many of my flags from just being in London. The same applies to New York or Vancouver or Toronto or if you work in a backpackers, like that German dude, just go up and down the Gold Coast. It's like a river of salmon, yeah? Or South Island in New Zealand. What is it, Queenstown? Just so many girls from Sweden and Holland and Germany and all over the world. So you don't need to travel. And I've already said you don't need a lot of money. So could I spend the next 10 years just being in London to get up to 100 flags? Yes. But is it more fun to travel and push yourself? And, you know, it's all carrot on the stick stuff, as I've said before. Trying to play this game for a bit of fun actually leads to you going outside and having an adventurous, fulfilling life. So will I try to travel perhaps to 40 countries more? Yes. Is this all shallow? Well, I say it's never good to be shallow. Try and go as deep as you can, but it's only as shallow as collecting cars or Star Wars figures or video games or fishing. Guys never say, you know, when are you going to grow out of fishing? Or when are you going to grow out of bird watching? Well, when am I going to grow out of talking to girls and traveling and having a good time and playing this fun game? No, it's just a shaming technique, which we have discussed before. If you're young, it's a rite of passage. It's a thing you need to do. Day game is a rite of passage. So you don't settle early. You don't have regrets. I would say be like the German guy. Go backpacking, work in a ski resort, work in a bar, work in a hostel, and play along with this flag game. My version, as I said, is the day game version. There are night game guys doing it, so just they're drunk, the girl is drunk. There are online guys that do it with Tinder, and they pipeline, so they sort out the flag before they go there. But as you'll hear about in my rules, try and do it face-to-face. Now, you're asking, well, how many countries in the world are there? Tom, you say you want to get to 100, but how many are there? Could any man get all of them? I would argue no. Because let's say there are 195 countries. Some people say 193, some people say 197. Let's go with the UN-ish definition, 195. And that might change tomorrow. because a new country might be born, a country might disappear. Look what happened in the Balkans. Depending on your politics, it's very fluid, it's very subjective, but we'll go with 195. We are not counting Hong Kong, even though I've smashed a bird from Hong Kong. That's technically China. Sadly, we are not counting Taiwan, because that is technically part of China. It's debatable, I know, about Kosovo, Cyprus, Palestine. I'm not counting Wales, Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland as four separate flags. A lot of guys cheekily do. I'm saying that's one, that's the UK, plus Ireland. That's obviously a different country. But my rules, which are on the blog, if you want to play along with me, that sounds dodgy. But if you want to play my version of the flag game, first of all, we've already said no hookers, no pay for play, no sugar daddy stuff, even soft, sneaky sugar daddy stuff. You don't pay. It's sex because it's based on desire. Yeah. And I met a guy, I might have told you this story before, but it was in South America. I was in a cafe. He was an older dude, well put together. And he got onto the topic of banging birds around the world. And then he told me all these wonderful stories about girls in their early 20s and how he just had so much sex. And I thought, this is fantastic. I finally met the real most interesting man in the world. And then we got on to talking about his technique and how he pulled girls back. And then he quite openly said, well, you know, I either pay them in the club or pay them back at mine, cash or an envelope in the morning. Oh, okay. So not sex tourism. Number two, it's full sex. So P in V, a hand job or a blow job or just anal, but she didn't let you put the P in the V. Perhaps it was a strict Muslim country. That doesn't count. And I know that one's controversial. Guys will say, anal sex is sex. Well, in this version of the game, no. You can only capture the flag once. So if you've slept with 50 Russian girls, sadly, that is only one Russian flag. I've said you don't need to be in the country to get the flag, although it's obviously better if you do. It feels better. It's like a conquest. But if you get the Swiss flag in New York City, that's fine. Okay, the most controversial one. What counts as the full flag? Well, I say she was born there. Not that she got the passport or the citizenship later in life or half and half because she owns two passports, but where was she born? So that Swiss girl, she might have grown up in the United States, but she was born in Switzerland. And this is confusing because in America, when you ask a girl, you know, where are you from? She might say, oh, I'm part Italian and German and Swiss and from Jamaica. And you're like, but where were you born? And she says, eventually she was born in the United States. So it's not because of her great, great, great grandfather. It's where she was born. Now, I know it's slightly odd if the girl was born in a country for 24 hours. Let's say she was there because she had parents in the military. Both parents were not from that country, and then she moved. What flag is that? All right, in the spirit of the game, I don't think you'd be comfortable saying that girl was from there. It would obviously be better to have a girl who spent a few years growing up there and is blatantly from China or is blatantly from Portugal. Yeah, it'll make you feel better, and it's in the spirit of the game. And I've said, try and make it face-to-face, so try and make it day game, not Tinder, not online, not pipelining. For me, not bars and clubs. This might get harder as I get older towards my 50s. Let's see, as the technology changes, if I have to use different systems. But as long as I can keep hitting the streets, as long as I can keep walking up and down pavements, I'll try and use day game. And also, you want to have some kind of standard, because otherwise you're just going to be getting quantity, not quality. Your game's going to atrophy or go backwards if you're just banging toothless fours, real chubby threes just to get the flag. Try to make it six and above. Again, this is debatable. Guys will say, well, what's a six? What's an eight? What's a four? Listen to my quality control podcast where I clean up my version of that. So try and have some quality control, and a wing will keep you accountable. They will verify. Could be a low six. You know, you got your beer goggles on, you're 49 years old, and you really need to get that flag from Vatican City. We'll come on to Vatican. But you have some standards, 6, 7, 8, 9. It makes you feel better, and you'll look back on your flags, and you'll have a warm glow about you when you think of that story. So keep photos, keep data, let other people verify it. Your wings will see you doing it. It's all in the spirit of the game. Okay, difficult flags. 195 countries currently. What would be difficult flags? Flags that I've never heard of a guy having. You can Google smallest countries in the world, but that comes up as land area. As a day gamer playing this game, we're more interested in citizens, because you can't really even Google population, because there might be loads of people living there, like Monaco, but none of them are from there. So you'd bang somebody in Monaco and it turns out she's from Spain, right? So we're looking at citizens. So this list is roughly based on tricky countries, tricky citizenship. First of all, Vatican City, right? In the middle of Rome, world's smallest country, 800 residents, but only 572 citizens, something like that. And only 5% of those 572 are female. So that works out as about 32 females, and one of those is a nun. So I'd love to hear from a guy who's got a verifiable Vatican City flag, right? And no one's even born in Vatican City. I think there's been some odd cases of homeless people having babies in St. Peter's Square and then granted citizenship, you know, but people get that citizenship based on working for the Vatican. So God knows what those 32 or 31 females are like. Anyway, I suppose they're married, very Catholic, but secret society, you know, pressure cooker. Is it possible? Let's see. Number two, Monaco. I've already said 32,000 passport holders, lots of tax loops, but only 6,000 natives. Could you get it? Yeah. Now, you might meet that person. They might be living in Australia, but they show you their passport and they tell you about being born in Monaco. So that's the flag. Number three, Nauru, which is Micronesia in the Pacific, small island, population 11,000. God knows what the quality is like. Tuvalu, also in the Pacific, Oceania, 11,000. San Marino, an interesting country I want to drive through. In northern Italy, only 33,000 people. Liechtenstein, between Austria and Switzerland, of course, 37,000. Marshall Islands in the Pacific, 53,000. St. Kitts and Nevis. Now, this is all very possible. Caribbean, 55,000. I plan to try and get a flag from there. Maldives should be pretty easy, 436,000. And Malta, very easy, 450,000. But what about tough, technically tough? Certainly getting the flag in these countries. I'll certainly buy you a beer. I'll pat you on the back if you've got a North Korean flag in North Korea. But could you meet somebody who's fled North Korea in South Korea or living in Alabama? Yes. So is the North Korean flag possible? Yes, but I've still not heard of a guy who's got it. Afghanistan. I'm sure there's guys that have got the Afghani flag. They're just living in the States. Iraq. Must be quite straightforward. Outside Iraq. Qatar. Azerbaijan. Bahrain. Brunei. Armenia, I've heard, is quite tough because of the virginal status of the girls. But everything's possible in the secret society. And I've got, if you look at my list, which is on the blog, you'll see I've got Oman, which was a girl I met in Abu Dhabi. And I've got Iran, a girl I met in London. Dubai, a girl I met in Dubai. So Middle East is possible. And people will say, well, what about Saudi Arabia? Well, I met a Saudi medical student living and studying in Poland. I also met a very weird Saudi girl backpacking through Canada in Banff when Craig and I were on that van tour. This girl had come over to Canada to see her sister in Toronto, I think it was, and decided to take her first ever backpacking trip. And she ran into Tom Torero with a van. So, yes, outside the country, I accept, easier than inside. Is it as fulfilling? No. So if this encourages you to travel, fantastic. Happy days. I've got some flags where I'm not sure. So twice, I think I might have gotten the Jamaican flag. One was in Italy, a very dodgy story, which is in Torero Travels. And one was a Jamaica / UK girl in London. I met her in a club, so that doesn't even count as day game. but either I forgot or she didn't tell me where she was born. So I don't know if the one in Italy was actually American or she was born in Jamaica. And I don't know in London if she was born in the UK or if she was born in Jamaica. But anyway, that's the only one I think I'm not sure of. There might be others. But let me know. The purpose partly of this podcast is a bit of fun and games to give out medals quite seriously. If you've got 25, if you've got 50, if you've got 100, I will get that sorted. We can have a presentation once a year in the Lamb and Flag pub. Do you get it? Lamb and Flag, so black sheep and flagging. There's a pub near Covent Garden called the Lamb and Flag. Upstairs, we can have a presentation. I would like to know in the YouTube comments or on my blog, the flags you've got, the weird flags you've got that will inspire me, hints and tips. I once met a guy that got laid at Everest Base Camp in a tent. I thought that was quite interesting. I don't know what the flag was. I do know that Ian's first flag, a wing of mine, an old friend of mine, Ian, I think his first ever flag was Nepalese. Can't remember where he got that. It was probably Australia. But that's quite interesting. I met a guy who knew somebody who worked at the Antarctic Research Station, and he said he met his wife there. So presumably they banged in Antarctica. That's very good. If you've got suggestions for flag missions, on the blog it's easier because other people can have a back and forth. We can have more of a data set if you leave them at tomterrera.com. But on YouTube, I shall have a look at them. I shall be inspired. And if you're over 50 flags, I shall certainly get you on a podcast. So that doesn't include pay for play, and better not if it's Tinder. But if day game or night game, you've got over 50 flags, I would like to hear your stories. Did you get them all in one city? Are you very well travelled? We shall finish this podcast with the 10 most asked questions I get about travelling. They're asked again and again. The first one, guys say, where is the easiest place to get laid? Where are the easiest flags from? And this is ironic because guys travel all over the world looking for pussy paradise and they don't realize that girls have the quickest sex in the United States, in the UK, in Canada, Australia, and Scandinavia. Obviously New Zealand as well. So on your home turf, go out on a Friday night in Cardiff or in Austin, Texas. Girls are out to get laid. No such thing as dating culture anymore. Girls are promiscuous. And guys moan about this. So ironic. Guys moan online about why women are promiscuous. If you're a player, you should bloody love it, right? So in my data sheet, for the first year or so, I've got a huge amount of English girls. Oh, I should say British girls because it includes Scottish and Welsh. I've got loads of Americans, loads of Australians, loads of Canadians. The joke about a Canadian notch, if you meet a Canadian backpacker, it doesn't even count as a notch, right? So if you're looking for easy lays, travel round hostels and try and meet girls from Scandinavia and Western Europe and the United States. The hardest, indeed, would be getting, I would say, a religious conservative girl in a Middle Eastern country, in that country. That would be tough. When I've done it, when I was in Abu Dhabi, I was with locals and they were helping me arrange things and I was doing day game in westernized shopping malls, but it still runs a risk because casual sex, sex outside of marriage, is not allowed. So fair play. If you've been on flag missions in those countries and you've met girls through day game, let me know. The next most commonly asked question, again and again and again, how do females from X differ from females from Y? You know, why and how are Dutch girls different? Tom, can you tell me about girls from Sri Lanka? What are the girls like in Mexico? The short answer is no difference, right? Girls are wired the same. I always say humans' stomachs digest the same. Right, your nervous system operates in the same way. Reproductive systems operate in the same way. Sure, there are societal differences about how the day game goes, how the dating goes. You might see that in Japan versus being in Manhattan. But when you're verbally, physically escalating, when she's back at your place, when you're in the sack, in bed, same mechanism. So don't overthink it. Don't over-worry. Learn game in your country. All will be well. Next question, where are the prettiest girls? Listen to the Quality Control podcast because, again, guys argue until the end of time about where the hottest girls are, but for me, I underline the words, for me, the answer is Russia, Iran, Colombia, Serbia, Croatia. Do you spot a pattern? If you know what the girls from those countries look like, I like dark hair, long dark hair, dark eyes. I used to like very tall, like Russian girls, but now I'm going for more petite, so, which you can find in Colombia, slightly more curvy. I love it. Following on from that, Tom, where are the ugliest girls you've ever met from? Wales. No, that's harsh. There are some beautiful Catherine Zeta-Jones-esque girls from Wales, but the ugliest girls I've met, and other gamers say, well, they're from Mexico. Sorry, Mexicans. Chile, Peru, Filipinos, girls in New Zealand. I saw some horrific girls. Sorry if you are from those countries, but prove me wrong. Right, and finding an exception proves the rule, remember? So if you say, yeah, there is this stunning girl from Mexico, okay, but if you go and day game there for a long period of time, what's the average? We're looking at normal distribution, yeah? The next question, where's the proof? Well, stealth seduction. If you want to see me picking up girls and how it is basically the same, so you're not using massively different day game and dating, watch stealth seduction, yeah? Or ask wings, ask around. Whenever I do a residential with a student, I always show him my flag collection, my photos of me and the girl, videos, data sheets. A guy that's traveled a lot will have a lot of data, will have a lot of photographs. And this is why when I read that book by the German backpacking dude, and there weren't many photos and there wasn't any detail about how he'd met these girls and what the situation was and what the quality was like. Yeah. Makes you question it. Next question. Guys say, what flags have you got left to get? Well, there's 185 countries, so loads. I'm only a third of the way through, and some of them, as we've said, you won't be able to get. But there's lots of South America I still want to do, Middle America, Africa when I'm older, the Balkans, the Middle East. Yeah, it's going to keep me happy, certainly for 10 years. Proudest flag. What am I most proud of? Well, as I've already dissed Australian girls, Australian backpackers, one of the hottest girls, maybe the hottest girl I've ever met, was an Australian in London, and she'd just stepped off the plane. She actually had some Welsh heritage. The story is in my first book, Day Game. That was proud. A lay I got in Cape Town, South Africa, a black South African girl. That was the same day lay story. That was a proud moment because I'd already got a white South African in London, but this was being in Cape Town. I had a near miss. This is an obscure flag on Cape Verde. That was during the sailing crossing from the Canary Islands to Brazil. We stopped off in these tiny little islands off Africa, and it's a country, Cape Verde. And I had a near miss in a bar. That would have been a good flag. Maybe I will go back. What's the thing you're most ashamed of? The flag you're most ashamed of? I'd say a Canadian backpacker. When I was working in that hostel in Chester, she was a big girl, bless her, and this was pre-game, and she bought some Guinness, she took me up to her hostel room, she basically sat on me and squashed me. Was that my first Canadian flag? It probably was. Oh dear. And we'll finish with the question once again, why do you do this? Is this meaningless? Well, I could come back at you and say, is sitting in an office, working a 9-to-5, paying a mortgage, eating pizza, wasting your life away, is that meaningless? You know? So it's just a bit of fun and games. You do you, as the cheesy saying goes, live and let live. Yep, it's ego, but it leads on to greater things. Traveling the world, doing daft shit, and having a bit of a laugh. We shall finish it there. If you want to know those rules, once again, go to the blog. Next week, I promise, we'll be back to a very serious, heavy discussion about all things day game and dating related. Until then, goodbye.